Welcome back to Action News on KGDY. I'm Kelly Sunbeam.
And I'm Dirk Hardthrottle. In today's top story, Maple Star, the most powerful superhero in Vermont, is retiring. After her next patrol, the Siren of Syrup will forever hang up her costume, famously in the colors of leaves in autumn.
The response has been immediate, as 9 of the most powerful villains in Vermont have joined forces to develop a death trap suitable for Maple Star's demise. Said reclusive villain the Hermit Thrush.
Yep. I don't care much for team-ups usually, but the Montpelier Face-Off Man asked me to specially be here today to give Maple Star the send-off she deserves. Seemed the neighborly thing to do, so I bundled myself up nice and toasty and made my way out.
Maple Star is most famous for uncovering a plot to pass off corn syrup with food coloring as actual maple syrup in the now-defunct restaurant chain Crepes and Apes, which was later found to be run by 4 sentient gorillas and a hyper-evolved bonobo. Additionally, she was known for being the most successful superhero in the state with the least amount of violent crime.
Of course, with her retirement, the question of who shall take the place of this beloved staple of the New England superhero community raises its head. Here with a detailed analysis of the potential recipients of the Maple Star mantle is our own Dirk Hardthrottle.
Thank you, Kelly. When Maple Star announced her retirement last month, I contacted the most celebrated oddsmakers in Las Vegas. We've compiled a listing of the most likely inheritors of the hero's responsibilities, and the results may surprise our listeners. As we list the top 5 most likely to...
And we interrupt this segment to bring you some breaking news.
I'm putting a list up on KGDY's website. No need to miss it.
The KGDY website has just been the victim of a cyber attack.
Ugh.
For more details, we now take you to Sam Sterling.
Hi, Kelly. The cyber attack does not appear to be limited to KGDY's website. Most of the major businesses in Metrodelphia, including all 97 divisions of the Corpomart family of businesses, have been compromised.
Tell us more about the nature of these attacks, Sam.
The content of each of the sites has been replaced with a simple scrolling message, which reads as follows. Captain Goody, your presence is requested at the Metrodelphia Civic Vehicles Repository. Activities shall include your torture, dismemberment, and eventual demise. Come promptly. Signed, Voltajolt and Hydrophilia.
Oh, dear. It appears Captain Goody is being called out by 2 dangerous supervillains. Voltajolt has the ability to transform herself into electricity and to generate intense blasts of electric power.
Power she may have used to enable her to hack into the websites and post these threatening messages.
Because that's how computers work.
Meanwhile, Hydrophilia can transform her body into water and project it as torrents with a force several times greater than a fire hose.
Individually, they have managed to threaten and endanger the city of Metrodelphia on numerous occasions. Together, they may pose a still greater threat, though some listeners might, as I am, have some skepticism of the effectiveness of a water-based villain and one with electrical powers.
You'd be surprised, Dirk. Hydrophilia transforms into water with no impurities whatsoever. Contrary to what you might think, pure water is a terrible conductor of electricity. I think Captain Goody will have his hands full when he meets up with these 2 at the Metrodelphia Civic Vehicles Repository.
Really? I never knew.
Well, while we're waiting on that titanic showdown, let's head over to our intrepid field reporter, Sally Simpson, covering the release of the city's newest model of salt truck to help fight the dangerous winter weather.
Dirk? Where exactly is Sally making that report from?
Why, she's at the Metrodelphia Civic Vehicle Repository.
Sally? Can you hear us? How are things going?
Hi, Kelly. Sorry, I was about to reach out to you, but I didn't want to interrupt my friend, Sam Sterling.
I'm used to it, Kelly.
Thanks, Sam. At any rate, there will be a slight delay in the city's plans to release a new model of salt truck.
Is this by any chance because Voltajolt and Hydrophilia have arrived?
You could say that, yes.
Sally, have you been kidnapped?
I'm afraid so, Kelly.
Yes, and Sally Simpson shall be further incentive for Captain Goody to show.
And if not, your station will need a new reporter.
Listeners, our own Sally Simpson is once again in dire peril, and only Captain Goody can rescue her. Stay tuned for more on her precarious position.
Right after this.
Ugh, these ants!
I spotted one a day or two ago, and now there's dozens. I hate to call an exterminator. I have kids and pets in the house, and who knows what sort of toxins they'll use. But I guess there's really no other option.
Au contraire.
Who are you?
It's me, Dr. Anthropomorphic.
Dr. Anthropomorphic? I've read about you. You used all those ant colonies to help transport food to starving people in Hungary.
That's right. Using my psychic connection to the ants, I've managed to help turn one of nature's mightiest power sources into one of our most valuable resources.
Oh, I understand how important ants are. I just don't want them in my house. Can you help me?
Absolutely. In fact, to save the lives of the ants, not to mention saving families from those dangerous chemicals.
Yuck. Chemicals.
Exactly. I've started the Colony Foundation. Just give us a call at 1-800-ANT-LOVE, and I'll come and have a psychic conversation with the ants at your home to help convince them to look for their food in other locations.
Like my neighbor's house?
Do you like your neighbor?
I do not.
Then yes, like your neighbor's house.
Amazing. I'll call 1-800-ANT-LOVE right away.
Well, I'm already here, but sure, that's a great idea.
The Colony Foundation.
Millions of tiny lives depend on you, and trust me, you don't want to cheese them off.
Oh, honey, it's so cold in here. Can I please turn up the heat?
Oh, are you cold? Sure, sweetie.
How can you not feel that? I can see my breath. You're wearing short sleeves.
It's not the short sleeves that keep me warm. It's the rest of the shirt. It's made from Tempranite.
Tempranite? Isn't that the stuff famous superhero and fashionista Harmonia developed?
Yes. No matter how little of it you wear, you're comfortable in any temperature. Harmonia tested it by spending 4 days in Antarctica with her midriff exposed.
Isn't science wonderful? But a shirt made out of that miracle fabric sounds expensive.
But worth every penny, honey. Material for a hero's uniform has to be durable, comfortable, and able to expand with her if she's hit by a growth ray. That type of quality is something inferior fabrics just don't have. And think, if we got you a shirt like this, how much could we save in heating bills? Why, it would pay for the shirt in less than 6 years.
You mean they make them in men's sizes, too?
Absolutely. Tempranite clothing is available for the whole family at Corpomart. Hey, aren't you going to turn the heat up?
No time, honey. I've got to get to Corpomart for a pair of Tempranite socks.
The Tempranite collection by Harmonia. Available at Corpomart.
And now, it's time for a sports summary with Heidi Bravado. Howdy, Heidi.
Hi, Dirk. So happy to be here.
I have to admit, we expected this to be a slow week in sports.
Well, it was looking that way, Dirk. As you know, the Metrodelphia X-Rays, our women's basketball team, which for the past 4 years has made their way to the semifinals, will not be competing for the rest of the season. An outbreak of zombietosis in the locker rooms is being blamed on a careless janitor. Though, in fairness, his widow has insisted it's inappropriate to blame him when he's unable to defend himself on account of his being, well, eaten.
Well, at least the team's 70-12 record stands for the season.
Yes, that's great consolation to us all, including their families.
So what's the big scoop which brings you by?
Oh, Dirk, I'm just pleased as punch to share this with you. Some keen observers may have noticed some construction has begun at the Metrodelphia Ice Rink. Long the haven for the highest quality ice dancing, this new construction is a track that will finally allow Metrodelphia to participate in a sport it's been just dying to participate in.
Well, don't keep us in suspense, Heidi. What new sport is making its way to Metrodelphia?
Luge!
Luge?
Luge! One of the most challenging sports in the world, with nothing between the athlete and certain death but their own skill and misplaced faith in the force of gravity. This could be the first step in a rumored bid for Metrodelphia to host the Winter Olympics in a few years.
We're putting in a bid to host the Olympics? Where did you hear that rumor?
I made it up myself, Dirk.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to many years of Metrodelphia's athletes becoming losers.
And now over to Chopper Jack with an eye in the sky look at traffic.
Thanks, Kelly. Honestly, folks, if you have the option to stay off the roads today, please take advantage of it. While there's nothing coming down at the moment and the skies are actually pretty clear, the roads are in rough shape. There's sun glare all over those wet roads, which has most of the major arteries moving at a crawl. And even though it's currently above freezing, there are plenty of icy patches. Please be careful out there. In particular, you want to watch out for the corner of Maple and Sugar Streets. Captain Butterfat was not able to stop the young prankster who was throwing ice water on the pedestrians.
He couldn't stop him?
Afraid not, Kelly. The Petmobile lost a wheel, and the soaker got away. Back to you.
Okay, well, it sounds a little rough out there, listeners. Let's turn to the Countess of Clouds to see if any relief is on its way with this nasty winter weather.
Edlow, the winter wind shall blow yet steadily. As the sun sets, shall the clouds roll in, and then shall they bring forth... Excuse me. Let me just take another little bit of this cold medicine. Yay! The clouds shall bring forth cold and freezing rain. I shall hold it at bay as long as I can. But by tonight, expect sleet. Yay, verily, buckets and buckets of sleet.
Countess, are you all right?
And then hail. Oh, we haven't had hail in a while. Hailstones the size of schnauzer puppies shall fall down from the sky.
Can I just take a peek at that cold medicine? Wow, that's some potent stuff.
My doctor says I have it bad.
Dirk, can you take a look at this bottle?
Holy crow, how is she still vertical?
I'm supposed to say something. Forgot what it was. Oh, yes! So let it be!
Come on, let's get you somewhere you can lie down for just a moment.
You have pretty eyes for a boy.
Kelly, you want to take over for a little? Cut her mic now.
Okay. Well, how about we go and check on our star reporter, Sally Simpson? Sally? Are you still alive?
I'm fine, Kelly. Mostly Voltajolt and Hydrophilia have been discussing the aftermath of their plans in the unlikely event that they succeed in their plans.
What do you mean, unlikely?
Yes, our plan is foolproof. It is as inevitable as the tides.
You'll be shocked at how effective it is.
They're also engaged in some rudimentary pun work.
Enough! When that caped do-gooder arrives, we'll strike at him with every drop of our power.
He cannot withstand our combined power. He won't know what hit him.
Then, once he lays defeated at our feet, we will wring every penny from this city as they pay for the return of their protector.
No, I say we kill him and show the futility of any resistance.
No, you fool. That plan's all wet. We'll never get a ransom out of that.
I have the spark of an idea. Why don't we kill him and then just pretend we didn't to get the ransom?
Well, that could work. If you hadn't just announced it over the radio, you drip.
This has been going on for a while, as you might imagine. How is the Countess?
She's fine, doing well. It may be time to do an exposé on overmedication. It's a serious problem in our...
Sorry to interrupt, Dirk.
All previous evidence to the contrary.
But it sounds like Captain Goody's theme music. The Cape Protector of Metrodelphia is on his way to save me. I mean the day. Save the day.
Put a plug in it, sister. I hear the music, but I don't see him.
Keep an eye on the sky. He might try to rain down blows upon us.
Show yourself, Captain Goody, or I'll rewire your girlfriend's brain.
Well, I never cared much for labels, but I guess you could call me his girlfriend.
That's probably a discussion for another time, Sally, but I'm not adverse to the subject.
What? I hear him, but where is he? It's like looking for one fish in the ocean.
Well, what do you expect when you challenge me to a brawl in a location filled with vehicles to hide behind?
Well, you'd better come out now. I'll just transfer myself into my watery form. And if you don't appear in the next 5 seconds, Sally Simpson will be drowning in trouble.
Listeners, Captain Goody has just frozen Hydrophilia solid with his freeze breath. Good thing, too. I don't think my microphone is waterproof.
The heat from my electricity can return her to her normal form and put an end to this story arc.
And while you're distracted with that...
You fool! You let him get Sally Simpson away from us!
Did I get you steamed?
Stop stealing my puns!
Enough! We had a little stumbling block, but let's keep this fight current.
I was going to do a current joke!
Well, sorry, but I can't read your mind.
Ladies!
Oh, very impressive. Look at the big, strong hero picking up the truck in one hand. Am I dripping sarcasm enough for you?
You already used drip.
Shut it!
Do I even need to be here?
Go ahead and throw it, hero. When we take our alternate forms, that truck will pass right through us on the way to the ground.
She's right, Captain. And as Sam Sterling said earlier, pure water is a terrible conductor of electricity. They're standing right next to each other, practically on top of each other, and their powers don't interfere with each other at all. What possible good can throwing a truck do?
Let's find out.
Listeners, it's amazing. Volta Jolt and Hydrophilia are both lying unconscious on the ground. I don't understand, Captain Goody. Isn't pure water a terrible conductor of electricity?
Pure water, yes. That's why I threw a salt truck at them. Enough salt spilled out to turn Hydrophilia into salt water, which, as you can see, conducts electricity just fine.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Captain.
Don't thank me, Sally. Thank the Metrodelphia Public School System. Fine teachers like mine taught me the science I need to bring down violent criminals.
And thanks also to the Metrodelphia Public Works Commission for allowing you to destroy one of their salt trucks.
Yes. Allowing. Well, I'm sure the reward money for capturing these two can go a long way towards replacing that. I'll be sure to donate that. Oh, and Sally?
Yes?
I'd be honored to call you my girlfriend.
Well, that's going to make national news. Congratulations, Sally. And it looks like the day is saved once again.
An update on the retirement of Maple Star. The elaborate death trap, and indeed her final appearance as a superhero, has been snowed out.
You're welcome.
We'll look for her to reschedule for warmer weather, which, in Vermont and given the Countess's current state, might take a little while.
That's it for this news hour on KGDY. For now, I'm Dirk Hardthrottle.
I'm Kelly Sunbeam. And remember, if you're not wearing tights,
stay out of the fight.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
You have been listening to KGDY Episode 7, produced by Seat of Our Pants Players, written and directed by Dan Wenzel. Kelly was Bree Kuby. Dirk was Rick Tennant. Heidi and the Housewife with Ants were Rebecca Scheimer. The Countess of Clouds and Volta Jolt were Liz Music. Hydrophilia and the Tempranite Woman were Andy Gastenge. Chopper Jack and the Tempranite Man were Andrew Dell. Sally Simpson was Jill Wenzel. Hermit Thrush, Dr. Anthropomorphic, and Captain Goody and his alter ego were Dan Wenzel. News theme and Take a Chance by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons Attribution 3.0. Sound effects by www.freesfx.co.uk. Thanks for listening, citizens. Stay tuned for more.